Earlier this week, a recipe popped up on my Instagram feed. It was a recipe for empty tomb rolls. A marshmallow rolled in butter and sugar and cinnamon, wrapped in puff pastry, then baked. In the baking, the marshmallow disappears, so that the roll is empty when you bite into it. Except that the marshmallow hasn't disappeared. It has infused the dough around it with sticky, sweet deliciousness. Holy Week, from Palm Sunday through Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, to our vigil this evening, takes us through all the emotions of this life. Jubilation and adulation on Palm Sunday, a bittersweet last meal with friends on Maundy Thursday, the sting of betrayal, overwhelming fatigue in the Garden of Gethsemane, denial, suffering, domination, and the cold darkness of death on Good Friday. Loss, absence. And now, this evening, we've kindled a new fire. We've felt the warmth of that fire, seeing this place in the glow of the Paschal candle, and held flickering flames of new light. We've heard stories of our faith, the covenant with Israel, Paul's assurance that in our baptism we are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. And then our gospel passage this evening. In the account we hear this night from Luke's gospel, we hear of women, their hearts heavy with the weight of Jesus' death, heavy with expectation of anointing his lifeless body, only to find a stone rolled away and an empty tomb. We have resurrection stories in each of the Gospels. There are similarities in the accounts, but the most striking similarity is the lack of detail. What happened? What happened behind that stone in the cold, dank darkness of that tomb? Rowan Williams says, "The very untidiness of the resurrection stories is one of the main reasons for taking them so seriously. What's going on is clearly people struggling to find words for something they had not expected." That's what tonight's gospel passage feels like to me, a struggle to find words for something unexpected. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, are perplexed. You can feel there what has happened here in the description of the stone rolled away. No body. You can feel how unexpected it is to find two men in dazzling clothes. But then the angels say, "Remember how he told you." And they do remember. Remember how he told you. This memory of Jesus' words dawns on the women. Yes, it's unexpected, but then they remember. They soak up that remembering when they return from the empty tomb to tell the apostles, "Jesus has been raised." All week, I kept coming back to those empty tomb rolls. I thought, "Victoria, are you really going to talk about pastry and marshmallows on this blessed night when we move from darkness to light, when we revisit the stories of our faith, when we affirm our faith and renew our baptismal vows?" And the answer clearly is yes. Yes, because this night is not about cold, hard facts. It's not about a convincing telling of what happened with all the right details. It's about our resurrection stories, inviting us to do the same remembering that Mary and the other women did. It's about remembering what Jesus said and letting it soak into us, heart and mind and soul. Tonight is about God's passionate and powerful love made known in Jesus, saturating not only the walls of that empty tomb, but all of creation. It's about the resurrection, the risen Christ, infusing our lives, infusing all of creation, like that marshmallow in the roll. Remember how he told you. Jesus told his followers that he would be crucified and that he would be raised. He told them that death would not be the end. He told them that domination, control, oppression, injustice, suffering, death are not the strongest powers. Love is. The empty tomb shows us this. That tomb was not a void emptiness. It was potential and possibility. Richard Rohr, in his book, The Universal Christ, writes that resurrection is another word for change, but particularly positive change, which we tend to see only in the long run. In the short run, it often just looks like death. Jesus' crucifixion and death is both passionate suffering and passionate, grace-filled love. The cross is dark wood, stained with blood, sweat, tears, but behind it is the new fire of resurrection, glowing, infusing with God's boundless, endless love. The cross is both the darkness of suffering and death and the light of love. What looked like death was change and potential and possibility, glowing behind that dark wood of the cross, flowing out of that empty tomb into all creation. That change, that potential and possibility are found in the path Jesus walked, found in the words written and remembered about him, handed down to us from participants in Jesus' ministry. Those words might be, as Rowan Williams describes, the words of people struggling to find a way to express the unexpected. But those words are there to change our expectations, to transform our perspectives, and to shape our lives and actions. Jesus walked the path of love. He refused to give in to the love of power that surrounded him, that turned the wheels of society around him. He refused to give in, and he stayed true to God's vision of love. Instead of being swayed by the lure of domination and control, he was constant in his commitment to the power of love. He proclaimed a message of abundance in the midst of scarcity, a message of the power of peaceful, non-violent resistance in the face of domination and control and brutality, a message of justice in the midst of deeply rooted injustice. That power of love is in each of us, like the marshmallow. The power of love is there, waiting for us to let that marshmallow melt so that it fuels our actions and moves our hearts and hands and feet in this world, so that our actions are powered by love, so that we stand strong in that power of love, willing, ready to face and overturn the powers of this world that dominate and control, that perpetuate suffering and violence and injustice. Sam Wells, author and vicar of St. Martin's in the Fields in London, England, writes that each of the Gospels seems to assume that Jesus' death and resurrection are the hinge of history, that nothing that was true before can ever be assumed to be the same again, and that nothing that was considered impossible before need necessarily be assumed to be impossible after. In short, all bets are off. All bets are off. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with the power of love. This is what burned in our new fire tonight. This is the sweetness that saturated the walls of that empty tomb. This infuses the waters of our baptism. Soak it in when you come forward to the font to receive the sign of the cross. Tomorrow, come and share in the Eucharist and taste the sweet deliciousness, potential and possibility in shared bread and wine. The power of God's love made known in Jesus, made known in the resurrection, is ours. It's in us. It infuses all of creation. Remember that. Soak it up. Soak it in. And let it be what fuels you this night and always. In Jesus' name.
Amen.